This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a game show Wednesday. Coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll play Junkerty for some really good prizes. We have a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group. That's good at Open Road, Circa, Heirloom, Salt Trio, or El Baby.
Delicious.
Great restaurants.
And we also have tickets to go see Metallica.
Those are both really good prizes.
So two really good prizes. I came up with a couple categories already.
Let me know if you need some.
So play Junkerty.
Don't
need it. It's got two tickets, two categories, all we need. So that's coming up at 9 a.m. Also, 7 a.m., Spencer Carberry, head coach of your Washington Capitals, joins us. Yesterday, we had Brian Robinson on the show. He's going to be a weekly guest every Tuesday at 9 o'clock. And a lot of positive feedback I saw on social media. People loved it. Our station actually put up a couple of clips on the 106.7 The Fan Instagram page. You can also see them on ours, Sports Junkies Radio.
You don't think he got in trouble, do you? For saying so. that he pretty much knew Jaden was going to play all
week. That Jaden was going to tell him, probably not.
I hope not. We weren't trying to get him in trouble.
No. We don't want to get him in trouble.
He backed off a little bit. He kind of knew not to talk about it.
All right, let's open up the Junkies sports page and get into what happened last night. It's one of those times of year where, like, I get home late, so I just have a bunch going on. By the time I eat dinner and sit down, I put on the TV, and there was the hockey game. There was a basketball game that I'm into because it was my guy Luka against the Timberwolves. That's Western Conference rematch. There was World Series. There's a lot going on.
It was a lot. I think kind of highlighted by game four. You know, I talked yesterday about how this has been kind of a dud World Series considering the matchup and the superstars. Yes, the games have been tight, but if this was a complete sweep, it would have been, in my opinion, a huge dud. So if the Yankees were going to get back into this, it had to be last night, obviously, and the Dodgers had to go bullpen. They started Ben Kasparius, who was a fifth-round draft pick a few years ago and made his major league debut for the Dodgers in August. So he pitched like a total of 7 innings this year. And they had to start him because that's the situation for the Dodgers. So if the Yankees were going to jump back into this, it had to be last night against Ben Kasparius. They got a run off in the second. Well, before that, Freddie Freeman, of course, who's been on fire and just hitting bombs, hit another bomb in the first, so it was 2-0.
And it's an amazing streak for him.
He's been unbelievable.
Because not just in this World Series, but if you go back to the previous World Series, he has a home run in 6 straight World Series games.
That's so clutch.
6 straight World Series games, he's hit a home run.
He's been on fire. He's been incredible. But anyway, so the Dodgers had to go to Danny Hudson in the third inning, and Volpe, who's a New Yorker, Gold Glover, great defensive player, hit the grand slam, and it was 5-2 at that point. And, you know, Dodgers tried to climb back into it, but the Yankees hold on. They scored 5 runs in the eighth to kind of blow it open. The bottom of their lineup, the bottom third, Volpe, Wells, and Verdugo had 5 hits and 7 RBIs, including 2 bombs. So they pound the Dodgers 11-4.
Couldn't believe the fact that the Yankees fans were like grabbing the ball out of Mookie Betts' glove and like grabbing his arm. Like
wild, wasn't
like,
it?
It was crazy, yeah.
What are they doing?
They're crazy.
I mean, they are insane people.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I think Yankee fans are kind of jacked up for those guys.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
Because they're in.
They turned it around.
They're like turning
they're
it around.
They're in the fight. They're
yes,
like
they're the only one in the stadium fighting to win.
I guess.
Let's see. Austin Capobianco and John Peter. Those were the two fans that grabbed Mookie Betts' glove.
Did they
arm.
Get ejected from the stadium?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, with the quickness, so, right? Yeah.
They went to a bar right across the street. And I don't know.
My guess is everyone bought them drinks.
Yeah. Probably.
Vinny and Joe probably fist bumping. Yeah, get that ball out of Mookie Betts' glove.
They're Met fans.
Okay. Capobianco said after the game, he goes, "We always joke about the ball in our area. We're not going to go out of our way to attack. But if it's in our area, we're going to D up," he said.
Like they literally reached into his glove and pulled the ball.
And the other guy was grabbing his arm.
Yeah, it was grabbing his left hand.
Yeah, I mean Mookie Betts. Or his right hand. What the f is happening here?
Oh, Betts was so bitter.
Yeah.
Betts said after the game, "It's all good. We, you know, we lost 11-4. That wasn't the difference." Right. But it was kind of crazy.
Well, player safety. I mean,
oh, I know. It's nuts. Well,
Shohei hasn't done much in the World Series, right?
No, he was 1-for-12 going into last night. Let's see
he busted his shoulder in the game too.
Yeah,
I know on the slide
he was 1-for-4 last night.
I did see a funny tweet that said, "Now this is before Aaron Judge's game last night, but they said he was batting 140 in the postseason, and then Lou Gehrig when he had ALS was batting 143 that season."
That's just brutal.
Oh, did Lou Gehrig actually play? He had it. He hadn't had it. He had an undiagnosed ALS.
I don't know. It could have been a funky tweet.
Zing. Yeah.
A zing.
Yeah.
Mm.
But, like, I don't know if he played while having it.
Yeah, remember Lou Gehrig retired in the middle of the season.
Yeah, I know. But
so he batted 143 that season, and then Aaron Judge in the postseason was
not a good comp.
That's kind of funny.
It's a funny zing. A horrible zing, but funny.
He did get a hit last night, but yeah, he's hit 152. So that's kind of funny. So tonight it's game 5, still in Yankee Stadium.
Who's on the mound?
It's going to be John Flaherty and Gerrit Cole.
I can tell you that Yankees fans are pretty dejected.
The Yankees fans got their guy on the mound, so they want to send it back to LA.
Oh, boo hoo. Yankees fans are
dejected.
How many World Series titles do they have? Like 19 or 20?
Oh, it makes me so happy. Yeah. God, it makes me so happy.
Boo-hoo. I had a guy tell me yesterday, he's like, I had tickets, and what's the point? What's
God forbid. Going?
I wish they got swept. I wish they got swept.
Yeah. Well, it has been 15 years.
Wow. Yeah.
2009.
Everyone here cries about Commanders. They got 3 of them. It's been a while.
Yeah, but a lot longer drought for us.
I mean, double.
Yeah, it's been 30 plus years.
And they've been
I spend $300 million a year on players.
They've been way more competitive than we've been.
I saw the top 10 highest paid players. They're all playing in the World Series.
Right.
You don't think payroll matters?
Of course it does.
And then I heard, I think it was Tom Verducci, might have been one of his other insiders, talking about whether Soto would move to LA.
Mm-hmm.
That would be absurd.
They said they
did not think that would happen, that he'd probably stay in New York, but
I saw the Phillies are interested in Soto.
Can you imagine?
Real Nats for you in there in Philly.
Half the roster's Nats.
Yeah. Do you give the Yankees a chance? So tonight they have the better pitching matchup.
Well, I give them a chance tonight, but I don't give them a chance to win the series.
I'll put that up as the Junkies poll of the day presented by Scotty's Vodka, Maryland made, super smooth, love throughout the DMV. Can the Yankees come back to win the World Series?
Okay, well, I'm going to say 100% no.
Jason loves voting. He's going to go.
Since it's never
right
happened
now.
Before, I mean, it's happened with the Yankees, Red Sox, and ALCS, but it's never happened in the World
you
Series.
You still participate in all the internet polls? That used to be like a real thing.
I used
for
to
you.
Do that all the time.
Yeah,
now I don't do that.
I used to love it so much.
All right, so Caps last night.
Big win.
Spirited game.
Big win over the New York Rangers, 5-3.
What does that put them at now?
They're 6-2. Wow. Start the season.
Yeah.
They did this to Lavi's squad. You just take some of this, then take some of this, take some of this,
you
and
get
then
the,
get out of our building.
You got to get the OV bobblehead out.
Oh, I've got it right here. I need to put 2 more ticks
all right,
on
let's
it here.
Let's see who scored
last
night.
Is that giving 4 on the season?
I think he's got 4.
Is that decent pace? It's a pretty decent pace through 8 games.
I'd say so.
Yeah. Pretty sure he's at 858. At this point,
I mean, if you play 82 games, you have 41 goals. That'd be pretty amazing.
So Doubter had 1. It was an empty netter.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ovi had 2. McMichael had 1. I think he's got 4.
McMichael's having quite the start to the season.
And is it Protas or Protas?
Protas. I always hear Protas.
Yeah.
He also had the assist on Ovi's second goal.
Yeah, he had a couple assists. So Logan Thompson?
Logan Thompson.
He got
yep.
the win. So 5-3, and they are 6-2. They're 4-1 at home.
It's a big fight at the beginning of the game, too.
That's right. Big Mac, Dylan McElrath against Rempe. And he chopped down that big tree and gave him a cut underneath his eye.
Saw Carberry post-game talking about him setting the tone.
Yeah, that was a tone setter. Ovi is at 857 goals on his career.
Man, they played a lot of home games. They play Montreal tomorrow at home.
Yep.
So that'll be the 6th home game and 6 out of 9.
Yeah, they start the season, I think, 7 of 10 at Capital One Arena to start the season.
Yeah.
Nice little home cooking early instead for them.
Right, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So if you just kind of look at the standings in the Metro, Caps have 12 points. Devils lead with 14. Rangers have 13. Yeah,
you have to look all the way at the bottom. Capitals, you'll find the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Penguins.
Just looked all the way at the bottom,
yeah,
and that's where the Penguins
are. They're 3-7-1
yeah,
right now with 7 points.
You love that, don't you?
I love the Caps doing well and the Pens floundering. Yes, that's correct. That will always be the case.
That's the reason we watch.
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, love when the Caps do well.
That's called Nirvana.
And the Pens struggle. That's what you hope for every single year. It's called the dream.
Well, you're getting it this year.
Yeah.
That'd but now like, you wanted like, now it's the Rangers.
That would be like every year for EB, the Commanders would be 11-12 win team, and the Cowboys win like 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Same sort of energy.
I like that.
But you should kind of feel like that with the Rangers, too.
Oh,
especially after last year.
The Rangers, absolutely.
Especially after last year.
Yeah. Right.
All right, NBA last night, just 4 games. Nuggets beat the Nets 144-139. Mavs are now 3-1 for JP and I. They beat the T-Wolves 120-114. I guess Luka did not shoot the ball very well, but Kyrie must have. Because he
hit a logo 3, though, which was the dagger. It felt like a playoff game. Now I only watched the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game.
Yeah.
But it felt like a playoff game. They played each other in the Western Conference Finals. The Timberwolves, of course, made the trade where Karl Anthony Towns is now with the Knicks, and they have Julius Randle and Dante DiVincenzo.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Edwards, I think, started out with 24 points in the first quarter.
Jeez.
I wanted to bring up...
So his last 3 were pretty quiet.
What Jokic is doing this season, and I guess it's just ho-hum. This is what he does all the time. He started the season averaging 31.5 points per game, 12.3 rebounds, and 9.3 assists, shooting 58% from the field. It's only 4 games, but potential 4th MVP campaign coming from Jokic.
Well, you know what? As long as the Mavs keep winning, and the Wiz play tonight, so they got the home-home with the Hawks. They went down to Atlanta and beat them. Now they've got the Hawks here tonight, 7 o'clock tip. The Hawks lay 4.5. Your total's 234.5.
I need another 15-17 out of my man Koulibaly tonight. Something in that range.
Well, that'd be nice for them.
That'd be good.
I assume he's gonna guard Trae Young again.
I would assume that would be the case.
Because he was guarding in Atlanta and held him to 2 for 15.
Love that.
Not bad, right? All right, NFL news. The Ravens got better, Valdez. I don't know how you feel about this trade. But the Ravens made a trade, got another receiver. They get Deontay Johnson from the Carolina Panthers.
Barely gave up anything, right?
The Ravens will send a 5th-round pick to the Panthers for Johnson. Carolina's 6th-rounder will come back to
them.
So
Deontay Johnson goes from NFL purgatory, playing for the Panthers, who are just playing out the string. They're going to win maybe 2 or 3 games, to contending for a Super Bowl with the Ravens. I mean, what a glow-up that is for Deontay Johnson.
They just gave him away because the Ravens are going to have one of the best records, which means their pick is at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina may have the worst record, which means they're going to have the top pick. So when you flip a 6th for the 5th, what's the difference in picks there? Four or five picks?
That's EB logic, saying Sam Howell is basically a 2nd-rounder.
Right, because he was the first pick or one of the first picks of the 3rd.
Point is that the 5th pick...
No, he was the 5th-round pick.
And the 6th-round pick are probably going to be separated by just a couple of picks.
Mm-hmm. Can Deontay Johnson play safety? That's what I want to know.
Well,
can he
true.
Play safety?
No, right. But here, the way teams approach it is Deontay Johnson's a looming free agent. The Panthers... He's not in their future plans.
Right.
He was just picked
it's
up.
It's a dump.
So they get anything for him.
If they get any sort of draft upgrade for him, of course they're going to do it.
But receivers get hurt all the time, so I think it's still – I understand that the secondary is an issue for the Ravens because they can't stop the pass. But, you know, guys get hurt all the time at a receiver, so it just adds more depth. And the guy can play. He had 30 catches, 3 touchdowns for a bad offense.
I'm a Tez Walker stan. So,
Well, you can enjoy his zeros on the box score.
So I would like for him to get run more than Deontay.
Well, now you got Deontay, so you're going to have to see him. He's going to do well for them. Anyway, we talked about Anthony Richardson. He was benched, so Flacco will go this week.
Has he said anything? Like, or has he been like a team guy?
I don't think
he's
said much about it.
Yeah, I'm sure he's pissed, but you know, you got to play better.
And the Colts are playing in Minnesota on Sunday night. Totals 46.5. Could be some points scored in there because Flacco will, that should move the ball. Stephon Diggs out for the year.
That's
so now they've got two guys out.
Nico's out. I think he's due to come off the IR either next week or the week after.
Yep.
You think they're happy they got rid of Noah Brown?
At this point, probably not. I mean, they're just running out of bodies in that wide receiver room.
Right.
Diggs is down. Collins down. I mean, Tank Dell hasn't been the same player since getting injured and getting shot in the offseason. Like, he hasn't had the same impact. He's going to have to kind of help carry the load until Collins comes back.
I think the Diggs injury was non-contact, wasn't it?
Was non-contact.
Usually ACLs are non-contact. Yeah,
that sucked. Well, it wasn't for Ayuk. That was contact. Mm-hmm. Texans will play on Thursday night in New York against the Jets. Of course, the Jets have lost five straight, and the Jets are a 2-point fave, which is interesting that they're a 2-6 team playing a 6-2 team.
I saw a rumor. Was it Florio putting out there about potentially trading Rodgers?
I have not seen that.
Yeah, I think Florio did something maybe overnight or something that. Would the Jets trade Rod? Would there be a market? Who would want him? At this point, I mean, he's great. I mean, I don't know. He's past his prime, whatever. But
I don't know how many teams would be lining up to get Aaron Rodgers at this point.
Is there a team, you know, like the Colts? They have Flacco, though. Is there a team sort of on the cusp?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you really need a veteran quarterback?
I mean, you got to bring in a quarterback who doesn't really know your system. It doesn't really make sense.
He sucks. Let's be honest. He sucks. He's old.
He's
washed.
You can't get away from the pass rush.
I know.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want him.
Yeah. Okay.
He basically says if they lose Thursday night and a team loses their starting quarterback,
and they fall to 2-7 at that point, they're out of it.
Right. And someone a stud gets injured this weekend. It could be traded.
They still have Tannehill. We talked about it. Tannehill out there.
He's still out there.
Kind of surprising, man.
It's kind of weird.
At this point, I'd rather have Tannehill than
Aaron Rodgers.
At least Tannehill can move.
Yeah,
he
exactly.
He can move away from the pass rush.
Yeah.
Commanders, of course, play the Giants in New York, 1 o'clock. Current number, 3.5. Total, 43.5. So that'll be, I don't know how you guys feel. I think Commanders win this game. Not sure how easily they'll win. But I like them to win this game. Not sure how many points. Of course, last time they played the Giants, it was all field goals, but they're a totally different offense now. So Commanders laying 3.5 in New York.
Coming up later in the show, we've got Coach Spencer Carberry from the Red Hot Washington Capitals off to that 6-2 start. He will join us at 7 o'clock. Plus Ross Tucker in the NFL at 8:40 here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.